groundbreaking ceremony. Seed germinated that was planted about 15 years ago by my mom. We have friends and family out, and we broke ground back there on, we don't know what to call it yet, because, you know, we're going to do a little bit of everything back there. So we're just really excited and moving forward. Yeah, so we got to break ground and get started here pretty quick.
Brother Kyle Knofsinger did a blessing, and you spoke.
It was a great time. I couldn't be more pleased with the way it turned out. And so it was a great time of fellowship, and, you know, we had friends and our employees, and everybody just got to, you know, hang out and chill. That's what we're all about.
Man, number one, you couldn't have asked for better weather.
Right.
And number two, you could really think about what that whole complex is going to look like.
Yes. It's still developing. Even this morning, all the renderings and stuff that anybody's seen so far are really green, and nobody, even including myself, knows exactly what it's going to look like yet or what it's going to be. So through the week, we're going to put an emphasis on agritourism. We want a place to chill, right? What we're trying to do is build a concept and give you a place to come and unplug. We've dedicated big green zones for families. We've got a full-size soccer goal coming. I got a full-size basketball court going in. Walking trails to be installed. We're doing all this year. The construction's actually phase two. What I'm emphasizing this year is a place that you can come without alcohol, without, you know, anybody trying to get in your pockets. And you'll be in the venue could be open certain times a week for you just to come in, chill, and read a book. Because with our emphasis on agritourism and sustainable, we're going to be teaching a lifestyle here. I have a greenhouse being installed right in front of the venue. So you're going to walk through the greenhouse to actually come into the venue. It's going to be lined by geometrical shapes in a French gardener design. And then it's like 20 by 30, so we'll be able to do your micro weddings. What really got me excited about the wedding venue is what I'm going to be able to offer my employees. I made a mission statement yesterday that my core employees will start making $20 an hour immediately. We've always put everything right back into our business, and we couldn't do it without the employees that stand behind us. I couldn't explore new frontiers if I didn't have the group of employees that I got. So for our core employees, I want them to be able to go to the grocery store without checking their bank account to make sure that their car is not going to balance. I want them to be able to have homes in the community. I want to create generational wealth for Princeton, Kentucky, and that is my mission statement here today.
How many acres do you guys cover there?
We just do 15 acres. We used to have a dairy farm. It's four generations of farmers that's come from my family, and we ended up selling that when my mom passed away, and so we could focus all our energy into that. Whenever I walk around our property, man, you can find a lot of solace out there. We're never going to develop it to the point where you see neon signs. We want you to feel like you're coming home to your family's place, where you can come and chill and walk around, take pictures. You know, we'll continue to do free pictures for the youth when they have their proms. You know, we want Adams Breezy Hill to be an operation hub where people can feel free to approach us. You know, can you help us out with this or that? And we can actually be a contributor to the community. It will be completely farm-to-table emphasis. Every time a strawberry blooms or a raspberry bush puts a berry off, we're going to have a party. You know, we could be more excited about passing on the knowledge. You know, I couldn't have done any of this without my grandfather. I grew up under him as a young student, studying him at the farmer's market. I guess I was probably 11 years old when I fitted my first John Deere tractor with a hay fork that we built a truck bed to go across so I could haul vegetables into town. And I'm just so excited to be able to pass some of that knowledge on that he's passed to me. And I'm excited that he's still around to keep contributing and, you know, showing people around. You know, if you go to Breezy Hill and my granddad hadn't showed you around yet, all you got to do is ask him. And he's going to give you a full historical tour of why everything is the way it is, because there's definitely a deeper meaning behind every piece that we have on our property that's made out of that stone.
He was so proud of you. And I looked at him and I was like, well, I guess you're going to be pretty busy. And yeah. He goes, well, I just hope I got the energy. He said, but I'm going to keep going as long as I can.
Yeah. It's truly remarkable what he's done over his life. And I hope to document that well over the next few years, because he's getting older in age. So to just compile all that and to be able to show it at the end of his life is going to be really remarkable and amazing.
Well, he just got through, like, building
the well house. Yeah, yeah. That was just he was bored. You know, it was cold outside, so he had to do something. So he built a little complete stone slate roof well house. It's beautiful. It's
well,
remarkable.
He was awfully proud of that. I asked him, I said, so you can't grow tomatoes right now. What are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm building a well house.
Yeah, so The well house and all the sandstone back to the greenhouse, it's going to look just like that. We're going to use the sandstone, and on one end I'm going to have a fireplace in it, and where you can cook pizzas in the greenhouse. You'll have a hammock in there. I wanted to be completely novel and original with my idea, and I'm really excited.
I love seeing your mind work, because you'll say something about it, and the next thing you know, you just go do them.
You know, we always start with the end in mind, so this seed was planted 15 years ago, and whenever I released my announcement that we were going to be doing this, everybody's like, how'd you write that? I was like, well, I've been writing it for 15 years, literally. You know, another mission statement for Breezy is we're a second chance employer and always will be. I spent 3 years in prison studying this at Baylor. I was blessed to be in a great facility where I got rehabilitation. It's just a blessing to be able to give back. My core employees that I was talking about, most of them are second chance employees. A lot of them are. And, you know, when you give somebody a second chance and they really needed a second chance, well, you've done something. And you develop a friendship and a bond there professionally that is untouchable. And people. What we've been able to accomplish is indicative of what my employees do every day. You know, and kudos to my grandparents for starting a Christian business. That's something that's not easy to do. Living a Christian life is hard enough, but to run a Christian business in a secular world is even more hard.
Well, I will say, $20 an hour, mm-hmm. you're not going to have a problem finding employees.
No. And, you know, that's for our core 40-hour-a-week employees. You know, our DISH is already making close to that anyway. You said DISH? Yes, I said DISH employees make $11 an hour plus tip out. You know, a lot of times they're walking out with, you know, 60, 70 bucks every night to go play for the weekend, and they get a check on Wednesday for working. I've always been a big proponent of taking care of my employees, because they're the ones that take care of you. We're going to be expanding employment, you know, new job growth and job opportunity. I'm excited what it's going to offer the community.
So what do you think, as far as timeline, how long do you think it'll take to get all of this stuff done?
Ideally, I think by September we'll be open.
Oh, this year?
Yeah. Now, that's pushing it, and, you know, only God himself would know how long it would take, and I'm not willing to jeopardize any of my structural plans to get it to the market faster. It's going to be beautiful when we get done.
Well, when you think about that, that's a tornado in 21, so by fall at 24, you're talking about, instead of it all being wiped out and forgotten, it's just you're continuing to build. And that tornado went right through there.
It literally went right through there in the most literal form.
I mean, there's a path that did not used to be there, right?
Yeah, the trees are cleared out pretty good right through there. We're honored to be serving this community. Y'all come see us. Thank you.